Lexi Kessler is partner in charge of the government contracting practice at Aronson. Lexi, thank you for joining me today. We have a continuing resolution now in place, and the contractors at least have some idea of what to expect between now and December 11th. What are some things, though, that maybe they should be thinking about that they're not, or maybe not thinking about as much as they should be as they're figuring out strategies for between now and when the CR runs out December 11th?
Well, I think that with this continuing resolution, what has occurred historically, it's kind of the same story in some ways, in that there were so many years that the industry had to operate under a continuing resolution environment. And it makes it very difficult for businesses to understand what's going. But I think what helps us this time around is the fact that there really was a budget that was passed. Although the agencies still don't quite have clarity or still trying to decide for themselves where to spend some of the money, and uncertainty about the budget just slows down some of that process for the government side of it, and that obviously affects contractors. So what I would recommend is that, you know, just continuing as far as understanding what are the agency's missions, what is it that's truly the priority, and making sure that you are setting yourself up to continue to be different from your competitors and how you're working with the government.
It sounds like kind of just the basic tenets of good customer service, understanding what your client expects and understanding what he or she is trying to accomplish on an ongoing basis. And that sounds like the biggest measure toward being able to make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing to suit them.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I've been saying for a couple of years, it's kind of business fundamentals mm-hmm. they teach you when you're in college. And it's applying it in a way that, with the government historically, the way that it's worked is that you could get a contract awarded for an extended period of time, and you didn't have to be quite as creative on the day-to-day. You know, it's not as if you have to, like a consulting practice where you have to replace projects every, you know, when that one's done, that next one's got to be in the queue and ready
yeah.
to go. And having to operate more like a commercial company. And that's really one of the key drivers, I think, is changing the mindset of being a traditional government contractor in that environment, adopting business practices like a commercial organization.
You know, it's funny that you put it that way, too, because I'll play off of that. I moderated a discussion this morning for ACT-IAC on agile development, and it's the same concept that is being applied, I think, in the agile software development concept. You go and you do, instead of doing a waterfall project that's going to be 5, 6, 8, 10 years, you're delivering something every 12, 18, 24 months. And if it's good, then you've got a chance to continue when the next one is ready to go. But you do have to constantly be on the ball and making sure that you're meeting the customer needs if you expect to have a shot at continuing that business. Because there's nothing that says that you have to get it. And in fact, there's a lot of incentive for your competitors to try to knock you off because you've done the starter work in a lot of cases.
I completely agree with that statement, and you're actually seeing that happen because you've got, you know, our region has a customer that isn't growing anymore, so you have to grow by market share now, right? Because there's not like there's a significant amount of dollars. Now there's more dollars in certain agencies and pockets, but for the most part, you really have to be much more competitive, and we are seeing out in the industry companies that have been the incumbent on a contract for many, many years. Contracting officers are getting a lot of pricing pressures where you've heard lowest price technically acceptable or LPTA, and incumbents are being caught off guard and not getting the recompete on contracts they've had for years. I'm not saying that that's the right answer, because I think in some cases that the decisions are being made based on price and not necessarily on value, but the companies are being surprised by it that aren't paying attention to their customers maybe in a way that others are, and thinking differently, being more creative. I know, like, for example, we're similar in the fact that one of our customers isn't the federal government, but we provide professional services, and we have to make ourselves different, and we have to be proactive with our clients, otherwise somebody else is going to be right there to do it otherwise.
You use the word competitive, and I think you're exactly right on target. I would also suggest that we're seeing, or should be seeing, companies being more strategic and more intentional about how they're going about serving their customers. And I'm not suggesting they weren't strategic and intentional before, but I am suggesting that it's more important than it's probably ever been in this business.
I completely agree. When I go to some of these industry days that are out there in the community and hear about what the agencies are looking, you know, what their needs needs are. I wonder that as a service provider myself, are some of them really thinking about, okay, they have this, I can provide that solution, or I can create this, and how do I go sell that to them? And then we find the contract vehicle of how to get it to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a different approach.
And I also am surprised at maybe the shortage of vision that I see of people who are willing to think about that chicken and egg proposal that you just laid out there. Because most people are looking for how do I sell it, whatever it is that I come up with, before they're looking for the solution. Do you see that too?
I'm seeing more of that now. There's no question that you are seeing that. And part of that, I think, is a little bit perhaps of the next generation and how they think to begin with. And that comes more naturally. You see that certainly in a lot of the technology-type solutions that are out there. But you see it more prevalent there than the ones that have been the kind of like the fundamental programs of the government that have been around for years or decades even.
Lexi Kessler's partner in charge of the government contracting practice at Aronson. So the CR in place through December 11th, as we mentioned. I guess the big question is, and nobody knows the answer to it yet, is what happens December 12th? And we'll learn more as Congress comes back after the November elections and figures out the way forward. But in the meantime, if I'm leading a company or at the higher levels of a company that serves the government, as we've just discussed, I've got to think about how to be strategic in that environment today. Can't wait till Congress comes up with a solution. When you sit down with somebody in that context, what are some suggestions that you make to them, Lexi?
I think you want to start setting the stage for once the budgets are passed. So, you know, the rumor mill right now, is the grapevine, I guess I should say, is that they believe that after the midterm elections that the budgets will get passed. They don't believe that's going to be what we've seen historically. I'm not sure what's driving that, but that's what seems to be the sense in the community. And so if you know that it's just a timing on when that budget's going to be passed, and hopefully the clarity for the contracting officers to be able to make certain decisions as far as the direction and where the agency heads really where they're going to be spending the money, start setting that stage now. Use this as a time to go and sell what you can do and why it should be you in the meantime.
I just think back to where we were whenever it was in the early spring that we had finally the budget clarity for the rest of this fiscal year, and it was like an explosion. I mean, there were contracts all over the city, and it strikes me we might see the same kind of environment this year, especially if it's a vehicle that takes us through mid-December clear to the end of the fiscal year, whether it's a CR or whether it's actual appropriated bills.
Correct. I mean, we saw that as well. Depending on the type of, depending on the space and the services or products that the companies were providing, some of our clients were saying the phones just started ringing,
mm-hmm.
you know, immediately after that was passed. Others had contracts in the queue, proposals that were written 18 months ago that finally were beginning to get awarded.
Do you think that we will see through that part of the year, from the end of the CR from the 12th when the CR ends and whatever happens next happens, through September 30th of next year, the same kind of activity that we saw this year? Will we see a little bit more, a little less? How do you think that landscape will look?
Well, let's assume that we don't have any hiccups. There's no shutdown.
Okay, fair point.
Congress can actually agree, okay?
Wow.
So I do believe, again, like I said, that should occur.
Yes.
Then I do believe people will have clarity on a direction. At least they'll know for the next year that these are the dollars I have and these are the programs I can spend them on. So I do believe, I'm not sure it'll be quite the flurry because we had, three or four years, however many years it was, we were under continuing resolution prior to March of pent-in buildup. I mean, imagine if you were the president of an organization and you weren't allowed to directionally spend your money. You had to do it the same way for years.
Mm-hmm.
And in today's environment, as quickly as things move, that's truly a waste of money. I mean, so I think that this will be very helpful in so many ways as far as agencies being able to achieve their direction, their objectives, what they're looking to do. And hopefully this will pass, by December 11th, and people can move on and get back to doing business.
From the agency side, thinking about fiscal 16 might as well be a million years from now. I understand that. But again, as we think from the vendor side, competitively and strategically, it's a very short time away when you're thinking quarter to quarter to quarter, especially for the larger companies that are thinking about earnings. So let's extend that strategic concept out. Is it just more setting the stage for whatever the market will bring you in the fiscal 16 time period, or are there more deliberate actions that you would think somebody should be taking?
I think they need to be very strategic in developing the relationships and in educating their consumers, their buyers, about what they can do. Because the other dynamic that we have occurring within the government is that, and I believe the statistic was by 9:30, 16 or 17, almost a third of the entire federal government workforce will be eligible for retirement.
Yeah.
So if you've got relationships you've had for several years, that could be gone in 18 months. So there's a couple other pieces of dynamics that you've got to take into consideration in going forward. So it's the people piece of it, educating, like I said, the consumer as to what you can do and again, why it should be you.